We have rolled, and we're rolling.
Oh, yeah.
On a new season of Hash Burn Alley, baby. Lighters in the air.
Lazy.
Classic lighter flick for the Hash Burn Alley. The bud is burning. Not as hot as we hope the fills are going to be rolling this summer.
Oh. Gonna be big doinks rolled this summer for the celebration as we're going into October when it's gonna be red October again.
Big doinks.
When the Phillies don't blow it this season and we win another World Series, hopefully.
Might be 100 victory blunts smoked this season. Where are we ashing this puppy at?
Oh, God. That's a good question right there.
We're ashing and recording in the shadows of the stadiums. Down here in South Philadelphia. We're hype! And we're going to start our first episode of the season kind of recapping the offseason.
Yeah.
How did we feel about the Phillies offseason? A lot of people said it was kind of quiet. A lot of people were disappointed that they didn't add another big arm or a big bat. Apparently, extending Zach Wheeler to, like, the highest paid contracts for pitchers per year or whatever, it wasn't enough. Bringing back Aaron Nola on 7 years wasn't enough.
Yeah, it's funny. People complain about the decisions they make. They say go get pitchers or keep pitchers. We kept pitchers, you know.
You know, the second biggest signing free agent-wise of the offseason was the Phillies. It just so happened to be a guy that they had already had on the roster.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as sexy as some of the big splashes of the past couple years. The Phillies have always been making the big splashes. I think they did. Officially cutting ties with Reese was a tough blow for a lot of fans.
Yeah, dude, I definitely feel some type of way about that shit.
I'm not happy about it, I'll tell you that. Had a great moment with the bat slam. He carried the team. He was a leader. It just didn't work out with the position-wise. Well, he's a bat. He can't field.
Yeah.
They couldn't make that work. His footwork was terrible at first base. I mean, I love Reese Hoskins. His poor defensive play in the World Series is one of the reasons why they lost that World Series.
Yep. All right, so Hoskins goes to Milwaukee. Like,
it's unfortunate to lose that bat. They missed it last year as a guy that hit towards the top of the lineup. He was one of the guys that saw the most pitches in the entire league. Mm-hmm. Like, was gonna work deep counts. He's gonna work the pitchers. He's gonna let other guys see what they got. So Hoskins got a 2-year deal with them. That's essentially like a 1-year deal. If he goes out there this year and proves that he can play the position and you know, his bat's still the bat that he can be, and a big power hitter in the middle of an order for some teams. He's pretty much going to opt out and go and hit the free agent market and get that big kind of, you know, 20-plus million a year contracts, long-term contracts that he deserves.
He goes to Milwaukee. You know, big deal, but we have a pretty big lineup. I don't think we lose him too much. But isn't it sad to see him go? He was a pretty big part of, like, the past 3 to 4 years. Wouldn't you say so? I was excited for Reese Hoskins.
We lost Reese Hoskins in free agency to Milwaukee. Big bat, fan favorite, and a guy that definitely missed last year in the lineup, especially in the playoff. Just a guy who would slow the game down a bit, take long at-bats, work other pitchers, get them deep in their counts and help get them out of the game and get into team's bullpens. Him, his wife, their dog, everything about the Hoskinsons will be missed.
Yeah, no.
But a nice little deal for him in Milwaukee that he can go and kind of like show out this year, mm-hmm. and prove that he's kind of healthy and the knee's good. And if everything works out for him, he can opt out. Got to get a big contract next offseason that he kind of deserves. And, you know, fortunately, they got a lot of big bats in the lineup with Turner and Harper going to have full seasons, and Castellanos was an all-star last year, and Schwarber's still dropping Schwar bombs, and mm-hmm. you got Bohm and Stott expected to have some big years. And Marsh keeps improving. So they added Whit Merrifield. They got a nice little bench. So the Phillies should not be lacking offensively. And
oh, it definitely stinks. I definitely loved watching Hoskins play. I really just it really comes down to money. Isn't it a shame how baseball goes sometimes? They get you so excited about the players.
The saddest part is like,
and this is
we've wanted them to have big off seasons and sign big players and so we can go to the playoffs and have the success we've had, and they've done that, but it was kind of like once they signed Taijuan Walker, that was kind of like the writing on the wall, where it's like, oh, we can only have so many $18-plus million guys a year.
Mm-hmm. And you narrow it down to who stays, who goes.
Yeah, like Castellanos and Taiwan Walker were nice ads, but once they came, it was like, all right, well, Castellanos and Turner are kind of going to replace Hoskins, and then that $18 million that you gave to Taiwan, he essentially, Hoskins is getting that in Milwaukee. And so that Taiwan Walker contract essentially prevents you from bringing Reese back, and then it also just prevents you from signing a guy like Jordan Montgomery, who ends up going on a one-year deal to the Diamondbacks.
Well, here's my question. You think it hurts us, or it makes us better losing them?
Well, you're a better team defensively. It's just like, right, it's like, where would you, the bats, it's like, all right, some days he'd be in the lineup, like, you wouldn't have, it would be kind of like piecing it together, like, two lineup spots for Hoskins, Harper, and Schwarber, and kind of rotating all three of those guys into DH and at first base, essentially. And,
yeah.
You know, it would have been actually kind of decent to kind of pair Harper and Hoskins at first. You know, you get some DH at-bats for Bryce, keeping him fresh, keeping Hoskins fresh. But then you're taking DH at-bats away from Schwarber. Argument there, though, you're keeping him fresh. But then it's just like a lot of – you're not getting those guys the consistent at-bats that they all deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking at-bats away from like a Harper or Schwarber. And you need those lefty power bats in the lineup. So,
what do you think about the rest of the league, off-season signings and whatnot? How do you feel like the Dodgers signing Ohtani?
That, yeah, it was like a slow baseball offseason, but that was pretty much like the big moves was like Ohtani and Nola. But like Ohtani was obviously the big one.
Yeah.
And that whole like thing with the plane, he's on a flight to Toronto, and then the flight lands and it's not him. And then the Blue Jays think they're gonna, like fans thought they had him signed because that one report. And
then people thought he was a Yankee.
And then it turns out that it's this massive contract with the Dodgers, which I think everyone kind of thought he was going to end up there, but not to the contract, and then the deferred money. So everything about it was just massive. And then they add Yamamoto to the largest pitcher contract ever for a guy who hadn't thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball yet,
yeah,
and was 5'10". Apparently, you know, the Phillies had offered even more money. So obviously, a highly touted guy. But then he kind of got rocked his first outing in the Seoul series in Korea against the Padres. He didn't even last a full inning, gave up 5 runs, walked a couple guys, hit a couple guys, got runs. So, interesting start there. And then you got the whole gambling thing with Ohtani. So, huge offseason additions.
He's the most popular name in the offseason, man.
Yeah.
He's got something going on every other week, dude.
But then they also...
They're talking about his arm. They're talking about his gambling addiction. They're talking about...
His wife.
Yeah.
He just showed off his new wife.
They didn't admit where they had the wedding yet. Dude, can you imagine? Like, that's...
There's a lot of speculation that they brought out the wife a couple weeks in advance when they knew the gambling stuff was going to hit, so you'd kind of like the guy more. You know, he just had some good press, but that's
what a guy.
Yeah.
Hell of a baseball player.
Hell of a baseball player. But they also, they traded for Tyler Glasnow and signed Teoscar Hernandez, right-handed batters with the Mariners. Was a possible mid-season trade acquisition last year for Phillies fans. That's how we know him.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back Jason Hayward and Joe Kelly.
That's fucking silly.
Signed James Paxton from the Red Sox. He's always been hurt.
Jason Hayward and Joe Kelly is good enough for me. But, like, James Paxton being out of that is insane.
They're just and they brought Kershaw back. So they're just deep. They have, like 7 starting pitchers. Joe Kelly is...
Joe Kelly is a wild bull. He would fit in Philly so well, dude.
God, his trolling ways. He would be beloved in Philadelphia.
He's a fucking lip, dude. The lip and the head shake. I'm thinking of the right pitcher, right? Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
See, lip and the head shake, dude, is one of my favorite pitcher emojis I've ever seen in person. He hit a batter with a fucking emoji.
He would be beloved in Philadelphia. So Dodgers, huge offseason. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it works out for him, though. You know, baseball, it's hard to get, you know, a bunch of guys to come together and everything to work out. Mm-hmm. I really remember it working out is 2009 when the Yankees had that offseason where they signed CeCe and Teixeira and AJ Burnett, and they won that ring, but that was the only one they got.
Padres trade Juan Soto to the Yankees, dude.
That was a stunner. Isn't that crazy?
He's running around the league, buddy.
Third team already in two years, essentially.
Have you seen him live before? Have you seen him play live before?
He is fantastic, though. I will say, by the time I'd seen him already, it was post-World Series run for them, and he's kind of been always has been the greatest defender in the world, but he was pretty sluggish in the outfield, shall I say, when I saw him.
I saw him playing for the Nationals on Father's Day, down when the Phillies played them, before he got traded from the Nationals. And, dude, he hit for the cycle on a hot day. Probably a 90-degree day.
With, like, half of the crowd empty, because that's how it is in D.C.
It was awesome, bro. It was honestly an awesome thing to see. He beat the shit out of us, dude. I think it was, like, a 9-4
game.
That's
really cool to see a cycle live. And on Father's Day. And it's Juan Soto.
It was fucking insane, dude. I honestly, like, hell of a baseball moment to see. I told you I saw, like, the Kingery bomb, the grand slam. And it was a hot dog. Speaking of, we're talking about most recent topics, the fucking Dollar Dog Night, dude. I was there for a Dollar Dog Night in early April. My girl, it was very cold. We were a section away from where the ball landed. It was very cool to see.
Hopefully, you get to see like a no hitter.
Yeah, dude.
You pretty much have the cycle for like big things to see in baseball knocked off.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something.
The Padres traded Soto away because of pretty much contracts.
Yep,
it's like
the money here.
Once they signed. Xander Bogaerts to that huge contract, and he's not to be a shortstop, but now they're going to have him play second base.
I bet you Juan Soto is going to look good with a shaved face and pinstripes, dude. I bet you the Yankees are going to love him, dude.
Oh, they are. Apparently he had always kind of wanted to be a Yankee, and you know they're going to offer him like a 14-15-year contract or whatever this offseason, but Phillies will definitely try to go after him. But yeah, they traded him, but then they trade for Dylan Cease.
Okay.
So they lose... Cy Young winner Blake Snell in free agency, but they bring Cease in, a Cy Young candidate himself from the White Sox, to pair with Yu Darvish and Musgrove. So they still got a decent staff. They still have a lineup. Padres will be interesting, but they're in that division with the Dodgers, who are World Series favorites, and a Diamondbacks team that was just in the World Series and got better. They've signed Jock Peterson.
Diamondbacks was a fun team to watch last year.
They got Eugenio Suarez,
yeah,
who's a former Red and Mariner, and just added Jordan Montgomery, World Series champion and big contributor to the Texas Rangers.
Yep,
on that playoff run. So, not really sure how things are going to work out for the Padres. Interesting off season as well for Scott Boras and his boys. Seems like the league kind of...
The Boras boys.
Yeah, they kind of got shut out. Montgomery just signed a one-year deal. Snell signed a two-year deal. That's pretty much a one-year deal with the Giants. Bellinger is back with the Cubs, but not a huge contract. So, yeah, little FU to Boras. Speaking of the Cubs, they had a little... Splash with the Far East signing as well with Shoto Imanaga, another pitcher coming over.
The Far East movement, man. How far do you think it comes? Do you think you see that being the trend every offseason? Is it being like a big part of the offseason for us? Like we trade the leagues.
It all depends on like on who gets posted. You need to have quality players and quality players to get posted. So like some of the next couple guys, you have to wait till like they're like 25 till they can get posted or have had.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're gonna see guys like the first baseman come over, who was on that World Baseball Classic team, big power hitter from the left side. The guy I want to see, and he's gonna come over in a couple years, and I'm very excited about. And hopefully the Phillies can sign him and offer him the kind of deal that they offered Yamamoto and blow the doors down and hopefully they can get him to not go team up with Ohtani and Yamamoto or go somewhere else. Is Roki Sasaki, a young fireballer from Japan? He's like 22, throws a 102 mile an hour sinker. Everything's nasty.
102 mile per hour sinker's filthy.
Got to see him pitch the World Baseball Classic last summer while sitting behind Kenta Maeda.
I saw the picture. So that was pretty fun. I saw the picture with you and your pop. That was a a fun looking experience. I've always wanted to go to a World Baseball Classic. I definitely I would like to see the minor league futures game.
Yeah, All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
2026, when the Philadelphia Phillies host the All-Star Weekend, you're going to get to see it, bud. Yeah,
I can't wait for it, man.
It's going to be great. Hopefully we'll see some nice Phillies prospects in that. Back to the offseason, I don't know what the fuck the Red Sox are doing. They trade away Verdugo. They trade away Sale. Sale's a Brave now.
Yeah, they get anything in that trade?
Not really. Oh, they got Vaughn Grissom.
Mm-hmm.
Shortstop, young guy, in the Sale deal. I believe it was just a couple young guys from the Yankees for Verdugo. It was pretty much like they just didn't like him or wanted to move on from him, I guess, or whatever. But yeah, the Yankees now have a powerful outfield offense of Soto, Verdugo, and Judge, and then Giancarlo at DH. So, and the Red Sox also traded Adam Duvall. He's back with the Braves.
Yeah.
So I guess we're on the. So speaking of the Braves, yeah, the Braves get Duvall, they get Sale, they get Jared Kelenic, one-time big prospect with the Mets and from the Mariners, a lefty bat there for the outfield. He and Duvall will probably split time, I imagine. There, the addition of Duvall is how the Phillies got Jordan Luplow recently.
Yeah,
the Giants. They got Snell, like we mentioned. They also got Robbie Ray from the Mariners.
Ooh, speaking of the offseason, how do you feel about the Ripken takeover?
I
have been waiting for it. I mean, like, it's been like the White Buffalo for how long? You're like, when's Cal Ripken gonna own the Orioles?
That was really cool to see. This is disappointing there for a while because it seemed like the owner was saying that they weren't gonna be able to keep all their young players and fans not to get excited, and they'd have to raise ticket prices and stuff. But now you got a great ownership group. They're going to keep all these guys. They went out and traded for Corbin Burns.
It's like Elway with the Broncos.
Yeah, big deal for them. That's going to be great. They're starting to become a big power in the East.
My little brother lives in Baltimore, and he was telling me they're talking about redoing the stadiums and everything. And I don't know if they're doing a teardown or they're doing a complete, like, a stadium revitalization, like an upgrade.
I'll tell you what. I think Baltimore's got a little more things to worry about construction-wise.
Yeah,
than the ballpark
for sure. That
right
definitely
now.
Got delayed by the bridge falling down, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Either that or they're going to be like, guys, listen, forget about the bridge. The Orioles are back in town.
They were a 100-plus win team last year. They just got improvements. They're going to be better. They kept Jackson Holliday off of the opening day roster, doing some service time manipulation there. Be curious to see when they bring him up. I'm not sure who their biggest competitor is going to be in that AL East. The Red Sox, they got rid of some players. Player they acquired in Lucas Giolito is out for the season already. So it's looking like another year where they're gonna give some young guys some time there. Not gonna be a fun season for Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
The Rays, after the whole Wander Franco thing, that kind of has tanked the Rays. I mean, I'm not even gonna touch that. And that's what he should have said. The Blue Jays really didn't do anything to improve this offseason. It feels really bad after that whole Ohtani miss. Yankees, like we said, they got Soto, they got Verdugo, and they signed Marcus Stroman, which is a good thing because they're looking like they might be out Garrett Cole for some time.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
What's the diagnosis on that?
I think they're still waiting to kind of hear back what the official word is there.
What was the
hopefully,
what happened?
Hopefully, it's not a
what happened exactly here.
Tommy John necessity. Yeah. That would be disappointing for the guy. But yeah, Orioles are gonna crush it.
It's a shame I like Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I got nothing bad to say about him.
No, for sure.
Interesting move for the Cardinals. They kind of seem like a team that would compete with the Brewers for that division title. But, you know, they have that lineup, that core with Arenado and Goldschmidt. But they go out and they get they start the offseason well with Sonny Gray signing, nice pitching there, but then they add Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. Just woof to both of those signings. And then another just like getting an old guy off a scrap heap, that'd be a little disrespectful to this guy. But Brandon Crawford, who was he, like 35, 38 at this point? Old man, former Giant, was there for all their successful years. But
what's he going to come in and play? Is he going to play off the bench? What's their plan with his age there? Because I don't hold anything.
Matt Carpenter's back there. Like, Cardinals are just, it's not 2018.
Yeah, we might call Pujols back.
Yeah. Hey, Yachty, what are you and Albert doing? We're trying to turn back the clock here in St. Louis. Kind of questionable things, with the kind of similar things with the Mariners, like addition with some traction. Like Haniger's back up there. They got Jorge Polanco from the Twins. Trade away Kalanick. Trade away Robbie Ray. They have really good pitching staff, though. The Mariners pitching staff, low key, could be one of the best in all of baseball. And then the Mets. We'll talk about the Mets kind of just to wrap up the offseason kind of stuff.
I love talking about the Mets, actually, because my best friend's dad is a Mets fan. To watch his ups and downs. The ups and downs of a Mets organization is purely based on how the pitching decides to be every fucking week.
What a funk and a hole, I guess, of a season the Mets will have here, as they have not really done much. They added Luis Severino from the Yankees and Harrison Bader as well from the Yankees. So yeah, that's about it. That's a star-studded offseason for the Mets. I don't think there's going to be much contention from them in this battle for the NL East. It's going to be a big fight with the Marlins and the Braves, and the Nationals always give the Phillies some shit for some reason.
Yeah, man. It's been an exciting offseason. I think it's still the offseason going into opening day, and there's still yet to be more chaos happening. I bet you there's going to be a fucking... With a gambling scandal, there's going to be a sex scandal.
Ooh, well, we've had a couple of those.
I know.
With Wander, apparently we might, you know, who knows, now that the Marlins have added Tim Anderson, there could be something with him and the Yachters down in Miami that goes down, but we'll see about that. What are you most looking forward to heading into the season?
I am 100% looking forward to seeing, like, this lineup, for one. I just would like to see the proof in the concept. Because we got some big bats laying in there.
We got boppers.
We got some boppers, dude.
Broad Street Bombers, baby.
It's one of the coolest things to see, dude. We just
dig the long ball.
Dude, and like, the defense needs to be there. We're just going to be a bunch of bats. And I'm looking forward to it. Oh, yeah. I think so, too. I think the exciting part about it is that...
Talk of potential 5 Gold Glovers on this roster.
Oh, absolutely. And you just brought up earlier with the Hoskins thing. It's like having to cycle guys in. It's cool to see a pairing. But now we don't have to, and everybody gets to play ball. So yeah, it's a big open season, and there's going to be a lot less like wondering, like, oh, should we put this guy in for that day or let that ball play? So I'm excited for this season, man. It should be like a pretty like exciting season going into opening day. Is there any holdbacks on opening day? Like who's our anybody not playing opening day right now?
Just Kirkery. He's going to be a little late start to the year, but everyone else is going to be there, pretty sure. Everything's going to be looking good. Whit Merrifield's going to be there.
I just want to look at the opening day.
Our nice little Whiz Wit.
Our Whiz Wit.
Weather's not looking great for opening day, though, right now. It might get pushed to Friday.
They were talking about pushing it back, right?
It'd be nice if I could grab a standing room only ticket to that. We shall see. Though.
Catcher, we got JT. Let's call it out. We'll call out the opening day lineup. What do you think?
The lineup.
That's like, the projected lineup. This is coming from Todd.
We're gonna have
Todd
Schwarber leading off.
Yeah.
And then we'll have at DH. We'll have Turner at shortstop, batting second.
Okay.
Then you'll have Bryce Harper at first base batting third.
Trey Turner is one of my favorite players to see come into his own as a Philly.
It's going to be a full year of magical Trey.
Yeah, I really like that we went and got him. I'm going to make so much money betting on him again, dude.
Two plus total base Trey.
He was in our way. He was in our way for an offseason, and I fell in love with him. I'm like, dude, fuck this guy. Like, we need to go get him, and they went and got him. And then we didn't have a full year of it yet. And then this year, dude, I would like to see Trey Turner become a big name like all year for us. I love it. I think our outfield's gonna be very fun. Castellanos looks just fucking fired up. The videos he's making in the offseason get me so fucking fired up.
I think he's really comfortable here with this team and the city, and he's gonna break out even more than last year. So yeah, it sounds like you're just excited for the whole team.
Definitely. I mean, I like it.
I like that energy.
It's a fun team to watch this year. I expect, like, dude, I mean, with big bats.
Sounds like we are both very excited for this season. Potential breakouts, potential gold glove and Cy Young and MVP kind of candidate seasons from several of our players.
Before we wrap up, since this is our opening day episode, pretty much, what are your expectations going into our like season? Do we need to accomplish anything going out of the first? You gotta start hot.
This first month has been an issue for the team the last couple of years.
Anybody we need to go get during the offseason, or anything you think we need to get for this team going into the first half of the season?
They've already pretty much taken care of everything. The only thing really right now is maybe another arm for the bullpen or the rotation. But they kind of like having Spencer Turnbull there. And Mick Abel down in AAA, so we're good there. Just looking forward to them. Mm-hmm. That's Ashburn Alley, baby.
Beers.
Beers and blunts and Phillies. Looking forward to them kind of getting out to a hot start. The last couple of years they weren't able to do that. They didn't have Bryce. Turner started off slow. The Castellanos starting off slow the year before that.
They just started slow,
and the division was pretty much over, wrapped up by May. They faced a lot of teams that shouldn't be kind of towards the bottom of their divisions in April. Teams like the Pirates and the Rockies in April. So April's a good month where they play a lot of kind of poor teams. They can get out to a decent start, get rolling, get their sea legs under them, get their timing down, get to stack up some wins, and chase the Braves and compete with them for the division here.
Yeah, it should be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a good sign of things to come. Let's just see how it shakes out. I don't think we have too much to worry about in the bullpen so far. I think we should have like a pretty good option of the first, like, you know, 25 games to play with.
Yeah. Pitching-wise, I think everything's kind of fine for now. And with Turnbull here, I don't think we're kind of really losing anything with Walker being out. And just excited for things to get underway and happy to have baseball back again. And expect a really fun series here with the Braves starting on opening day, Wheeler versus Strider.
Yeah. It should be exciting, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. Anything you want to say before we get going?
Just go Phils and fuck the Braves.
Go Phils. Stay lit.
Attaboy Harper.
Smoke your doinks. Go Phils. Go Fightins.
Stay classy.
Yeah.
Stay stoned. Ashburn Alley out.
Ashburn Alley.